from inside the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Lee County Sheriff's Office is investigating a homicide that occurred on Wednesday around 10:30 a.m. in the area of Cody Lane and Dakota Road in Lovington. Lee County Sheriff's spokesperson Deputy Vivian Martinez has more.
Lee County Sheriff's investigators also responded to the scene and located a male subject who was identified as Gavin Perales, 21, of Hobbs, New Mexico, and it appeared that Perales had been shot multiple times.
Martinez adds that
no arrests have been made in this case as of yet. This is an active, ongoing case.
And anyone with information on this case should call the Lee County Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers. 16-year-old Ethan Benitez of Roswell turned himself in to Roswell police on Thursday after being charged with involuntary manslaughter following an investigation that determined that the teen accidentally shot his cousin, 22-year-old Omar Benitez, in an apartment in Southwest Roswell on July the 8th. Roswell Public Information Officer Todd Wildermuth elaborates that Ethan Benitez,
he had been smoking marijuana, so we believe he was under the influence of marijuana while he was in possession of that handgun.
The homicide is the seventh in Roswell this year and the second by a 16-year-old in the last week. The New Mexico Department of Health reported 300 new cases of the COVID-19 in the state on Thursday. The state reported 23 new cases of the COVID-19 virus in Lee County. And of all those cases in Lee County, 70 cases are attributed to the ages of 20 to 29. And so far, 16,138 people have been tested positive for the coronavirus here in the state. And there is sort of a silver lining here. 6,578 persons infected with the virus have been designated recovered. Help may be coming in the regards of no inside dining of New Mexico restaurants that on Monday were no longer allowed thanks to the governor's health mandate. Tom Hutchinson, a board member with the New Mexico Restaurant Association, gives us a heads up on the matter.
The current injunction we filed in district court to halt the governor's modification of emergency health order.
An answer on that injunction could come down later today. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.